Welcome to Brains and Butts, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Okay, so we've talked about how AI can help small businesses save time. But there are so many AI tools out there.
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming.
How do you choose the right one?
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Totally. So many options, so many features.
Right, so the key is to be really clear about your goals.
Okay, like what are you actually trying to achieve with AI?
Exactly. What problem are you trying to solve?
And what are your budget constraints?
Yeah, because some tools can be pricey.
And what about technical expertise?
That's important, too. Some tools require more know-how than others.
Right. Some are more plug-and-play, and others need some setup.
Yeah. So once you've got all that figured out,
okay,
you can start researching different tools.
And there are websites that can help with that.
Oh, right? Yeah. There are online directories and review sites.
Okay. So like a Yelp for AI tools.
Exactly. You can see what other small businesses are using.
And read reviews, compare features.
Yep. And a lot of them offer free trials.
Oh, that's good.
So you can try before you buy.
It's like test driving a car before you commit.
Haha, exactly. And you also want to make sure the tool integrates well with your existing systems.
Right, so it doesn't create more problems than it solves.
And don't forget about support.
Okay, yeah, what if you need help?
You want to make sure the provider offers good customer service.
Like email, phone, chat.
Yeah, so you can get help if you run into any issues.
And what about updates? AI is changing so fast.
That's a good point. You want a provider that's constantly innovating.
So you're not stuck with outdated technology.
Exactly. You want a tool that will grow with your business.
So it's not just a one-time purchase. It's an ongoing relationship.
Right. You got to stay informed about new developments and be ready to adapt.
Okay. So let's say you've chosen your AI tool. You're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Any tips for successful implementation?
Start small. That's my biggest advice.
Okay. Don't try to boil the ocean.
Exactly. Pick one area of your business to focus on first.
And get it working smoothly before moving on to the next thing.
Right. And involve your team in the process.
Okay. Why is that important?
Well, you need their buy-in. They're the ones who'll be using the tool.
Right. So communicate the benefits, address their concerns.
And provide training, make sure they know how to use it.
Because AI should be empowering, not intimidating.
Exactly. It's a tool to help your team, not replace them.
So it's about finding that balance between AI and human skills.
And remember to track your results.
Okay, like how is AI impacting your business?
Exactly. Are you saving time? Are your customers happier?
Are your sales going up?
You need data to measure the success of your AI implementation.
And make adjustments if needed.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Oh, that's a good point.
The beauty of AI is that it's always learning.
So you can constantly tweak and improve.
Exactly. It's an iterative process.
So we've talked about different AI tools and how to choose one, how to implement it, all that.
Yeah, we've covered a lot.
But I think a lot of small business owners still hear AI and think, that's not for me.
Right. Like it's too expensive or too complicated.
Exactly. Like they don't have the resources for it.
Yeah, I get that. But honestly, AI is becoming much more affordable.
So it's not just for big companies with tons of money.
No, not at all. There are plenty of AI tools that are priced for small businesses.
Okay, that's good to know.
And some even offer free trials so you can try it out before you commit.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it lets you see if it's a good fit for your business.
So where can small business owners find these AI tools? Where do they even start looking?
There are some good online directories and review sites that specifically focus on AI for small businesses.
So you can kind of filter it down.
Exactly. And they categorize the tools by things like marketing or customer service.
Makes sense. So you can find what you're looking for.
And don't underestimate the power of networking.
Okay, yeah. Talk to other business owners.
Exactly. See what they're using, what's working for them.
Word of mouth is always helpful.
For sure.
So let's say you've found a few AI tools that look promising.
Okay.
What should you be looking for before you actually sign up?
Well, first and foremost, make sure it aligns with your goals.
Like it actually solves the problem you're trying to solve.
Exactly. And it fits into your existing workflows.
Right. You don't want something that's going to create more work.
And look for a tool that's user-friendly, easy to understand.
Yeah, because you don't want to be spending all your time trying to figure out how to use it.
And check if the provider offers good customer support.
Okay, that's important.
Because you might need help getting things set up or troubleshooting.
Especially if you're not super tech savvy.
Right. So make sure they're responsive and helpful.
Okay, so you've found the perfect AI tool. It's user-friendly. It's a good fit.
What's next?
Time to implement it, right?
Yeah, but remember, start small.
Don't go all in at once.
Pick one area of your business and focus on that.
And once you've got that working well,
you can expand to other areas.
And it's important to track your results, right?
Absolutely. See how AI is actually impacting your business.
Like, are you saving time? Are your sales increasing?
Is customer satisfaction improving?
You need data to see if it's working.
And then you can adjust your approach if needed.
So it's all about being flexible and adapting.
Exactly. And remember, AI is always evolving.
Yeah, that's true. There's always something new coming out.
So stay informed about new developments and be open to trying new things.
I think this deep dive has been really helpful for small business owners.
I hope so.
We've really demystified AI.
Yeah, we've shown that it's not this scary, complicated thing.
It's actually a really practical tool that can make a big difference.
And it's becoming more accessible all the time.
Exactly. So for any small business owners out there who are still on the fence about AI,
give it a try.
It could be the key to saving time, growing your business.
And staying ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. So embrace the power of AI.
Don't be afraid to experiment.
And see how it can transform your business.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI for small businesses.
It's been a pleasure.
And be sure to check back for more deep dives on all things business and technology.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.